This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about the next performance or the next season for the Adrian Shakespeare Company. Happy to have on the program to talk a little bit more about that, Stephen Kersey. Stephen, it's good to have you back on the program once again.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
As well as John McNaughton, too. John, it's good to have you back, too.
Thank you, Dale.
This is going to be, third year for this?
Correct.
Yeah, third year.
Yeah.
So, with the 2 years behind you, which you had some really great successes on.
Yeah, we're pretty thrilled with the community response to it. People seem to really, really genuinely enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Well, the thing is that this all started the same with, you know, with other locations having Shakespeare-type festivals or performances. Is why not Adrian? And so, you know, you guys said, why not here, right?
Well, it was because we would walk by the stage in Trestle Park all the time and go, someone should do Shakespeare here. Yeah. And so we just did.
And we ended up deciding we would be that someone.
Yeah.
So we've got 2 years under our belts. It's been well received, and we're ready to do a third year.
Okay, so third year is going to be which one that you're going to be doing?
We're going to do Romeo and Juliet this year.
Okay.
One of the big ones, yeah.
Yeah. So what made you decide doing Romeo and Juliet this time?
Well, I always leave that decision to Steve, and, you know, because he does all the work on the plays.
Yeah.
I don't think people realize how much work it is just getting ready to do a play, but Steve does all of it.
So
I feel like he needs to
explain then, Stephen.
Why we chose Romeo and Juliet?
Yeah.
First of all, next to Hamlet, it's probably Shakespeare's most popular play. Everybody knows it. Everybody reads it in high school and hates it probably. but if they come and see our production, they might appreciate it more.
Sure.
But also, the last two productions we did were comedies. Nothing wrong with a comedy in the summer. But we thought it might be fun this year to do something that's a little more serious. And while Romeo and Juliet starts out as a comedy, it's a romantic comedy, it does take a turn and, of course, ends tragically. So mm-hmm. It'll be kind of fun to, as actors and directors and performers, it'll be fun to do a more tragic Shakespeare this year.
Yeah, something a little bit different.
And for me, I'm excited about the sword fighting. I just love that. I've been to Shakespeare in the Park where everybody all of a sudden busts out in sword fights, and it's so much fun. So Mark DiPietro has agreed to be our fight choreographer for this.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And there are three major fighting scenes in the course of the play. So people like the sword fighting, they're going to see a lot of it.
Yeah.
So there'll be action with this one.
Yes, that's right. Certainly
will. That's right.
Yeah. Well, you know, and you have to think about when you're doing the plays too that it's a little bit different from having it done inside to having it done outside, right, Stephen?
Yes, because the one thing we can't control is the weather.
Sure.
So, you know, it could be 90 degrees. It could be, even in July, it could be 60 degrees. So we can't control the weather. Being outside in the park, you have a lot of ambient noise, birds and planes going over and people riding their bicycles. I mean, the park doesn't stop for us, so all those other things are still going on. But that actually kind of adds to the magic of the show, I think.
Yeah.
And the whole idea of being outdoors, enjoying live theater, you know, maybe you've brought a little picnic, and it's just this, it's a great experience. It's really fun.
Well, for those who may not remember, tell us where the park that we're talking about, where is it going to be held at?
It'll be in Trestle Park in Adrian.
Which is right there behind the jail, kind of.
Yep. Okay.
Hunt Street, I guess, is the official address of the park.
Yeah.
Hunt
right. Street. Okay.
Yeah.
So when are the dates going to be for this?
Well, the performance dates are July 30, 31, August 1, and August 2. And with a matinee on that Sunday, August 2nd, 2:30 matinee.
Okay. So the other ones are going to be
6:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, we try to start so that it's still light out when you're leaving. So you're not, you know, walking through the park in the dark,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah, by that time, it's going to be pretty much light outside. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just starting to get dark by the time the show ends on those performances.
So, but before we do performances, we have to have auditions.
Yes.
Have to have people. Yes.
That's right. We do.
Right. And this cast is a wide variety of actors that we are looking for. I mean, from, I guess, high school up to, you know, whatever age.
Yeah.
We're going to need a very intergenerational cast.
Okay.
Because the play, you know, as Shakespeare set it up, it is there is a romance. I mean, obviously, the love story between Romeo and Juliet. But there are other aspects of the play as well. One of the themes being the impetuousness of youth compared to the wisdom of age, although the wisdom of age might also be questioned. So yes, there are about six characters that need to be played by younger actors. And there's about seven characters that need to be played by more mature actors. And then there's about six roles that could be played by young or older, depending upon what we get.
who auditions.
Exactly.
And this year for auditions, we are also opening it up to people who maybe they can't be in town during the auditions, that they could send us a video audition.
Excellent.
Which they just send us a YouTube link. They would, you know, record their audition, upload it to YouTube, and then send us the link.
Okay.
And we can see their audition that way. And they can get sides from the script.
Well, yeah, you can go on. You can find the script of Romeo and Juliet anywhere. Just Google it.
And find a monologue. Right.
Yeah. And, you know, for auditions, we're asking people to either perform a Shakespearean sonnet or a soliloquy from any Shakespeare play.
Right.
Memorization is not required. Recommended, but not required.
Okay.
And audition dates, I better tell you the dates.
Yes.
Auditions will be held on April 10th at, I think we're starting at 6:30.
From 6:30 to 8:30.
And then the next day, April 11th, which is a Saturday, auditions will be held beginning at 1 o'clock, 1 to 3.
And those are at Siena Heights University in the Stubnitz Lab Theater.
Okay. Siena Heights University, Stubnitz Lab Theater.
Yes, and you enter off of Oakwood Road there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Very good. So when they send the video to you guys, do they send it just to Adrian Shakespeare?
Send it to me.
Okay.
JohnWMacNaughton@gmail.com.
Okay.
MacNaughton is M-A-C.
Yes, right.
Right.
So say that one more time, John.
JohnWMacNaughton@gmail.com.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
And that will also be on our Facebook page.
So right. People, and our website.
And our website. So if people don't get it from hearing this,
right,
they can go to, we have a Facebook page and a website. They can also get that information as well.
Okay. So, I mean, you're having the auditions April 10th and the 11th. So those are the only 2 days with the auditions then?
And then callbacks are on April 25th.
Okay. Okay. So those that are submitting the videos, they should have it by those two dates as well?
They should.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Just want to make deadlines.
That's
people,
right.
You know?
That's right. That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So they don't want to have to procrastinate on doing this. They want to make sure you get them in by April 10th and 11th.
It's always preferred. I think your chances are better if you audition in person. You know, you just get a better feel. But video auditions do work. I mean, we will see them if they send them to us.
Uh-huh.
So if they can't make it to auditions, then that is an option.
Okay, very good. With doing Romeo and Juliet, are there going to be, between the two of you, some challenges in doing this play than there were for the first two?
Yes. I think.
Well, other than the fight scene, because the fight scenes will be a big challenge, I think.
There's a lot more combat, stage combat in Romeo and Juliet. than we've had in previous shows. There is a dance sequence, the dance at the Capulet House.
I also think that the age of the characters is a challenge,
yes.
Will be a challenge for us. You know, and Juliet and Romeo, they could be teenagers, but typically the, you know, those roles are skewed sort of older actors.
Mm-hmm.
Very few 13-year-olds can play Juliet.
Oh, yeah, you know, yeah.
That kind of thing.
Right, right.
But we're open to whomever wishes to audition. And then
we can't make Romeo and Juliet too old, though, because that means everybody else has to be that much
right,
older.
Right, right.
So, this is true.
Right.
But, yeah.
It's a challenge, but it's a challenge for every show.
Yeah.
You know, you're always wondering, where are we going to find people? And they do. They come.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been...
Well, that's good. I mean, yeah. That the fact that, you know, over the past 2 years that you've had, you know, a good amount of people that would audition for the show, so it would kind of make sense that you would have that same situation again this year.
And I think one of the things that we're going to need this year is... we're going to have to add several female characters, even though the play doesn't require them. But to have enough partners for the dance at the Capulet Ball,
okay.
We're going to need some extra people. So I foresee casting some people that won't necessarily have lines to learn, but they will be in some of those, like the fight scene. So they might be doing the stage, the combat, the dancing. They might play some of the smaller roles, like the guards and... servants and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to need a cast of about 28 people total.
Okay. All right.
And this year we've decided that the costumes are going to be more what you expect in a Shakespearean production, you know, more that, I don't know if it's what century it is, but it's that.
Well, it'll be more Renaissance. It'll be more like what people would have seen probably in the Globe when the play was first produced.
Okay.
You know, yeah. So we're going to do Renaissance costumes.
Okay.
Year,
very which, good.
It'll be kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So when are you going to have the doing the actual rehearsals outside, or how's that going to work?
Well, we're still looking for a rehearsal space. We'll start rehearsals around June 15th, and we have about a six to seven week rehearsal period. We don't actually rehearse at the park until the week before the play.
Okay.
So that July 29th or July 30th when we open, we won't be going to the park until that weekend before that.
About a week before, yeah.
Okay.
That's when the scenery gets put up. That's when we start rehearsing at the park.
Speaking of scenery.
Yes.
What type of challenges is that going to be for this play?
That's a big challenge, too, because obviously we need a balcony of some kind.
Yeah.
We need a tomb of some kind. We need an elaborate curtained-off bed for Juliet's room. The scenery will be somewhat challenging.
And when I say challenging, I don't mean it in a negative sense. It's
no.
Just that it's something that it's different from the past 2 years that you've had the Shakespeare plays. Totally different storylines, obviously,
right.
But certainly, you know, another way of having to think about how we're going to do the scenery.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And, you know, working with Doug Miller and, you know, Madison, thank God for Madison Schools. They give us, they let us use their scene shop to build.
Nice.
Yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah.
But Doug and Steve and I will meet at the stage and start, you know, thinking of ideas about how to present the show.
Okay.
And what the scenery can do. And it's an interesting challenge down there because you can't really screw scenery into anything to secure it because the stage, you know, you don't want to damage the stage.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. That's an extra challenge, but Doug is up to it.
Oh, he's, you know,
yeah,
he's
yeah.
Just good.
Yeah.
And, the balcony may not be very high off the ground because
right.
We don't have a lot of height in that space. But, you know, Doug will come up with something very interesting, I'm sure, and we'll go from there.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, the main thing is to make sure that we get the people who will want to audition for the show for this year to come on out. On April 10th and the 11th. Again, April 10th from 6:30 until 8:30. the 11th from 1 until 3. That's going to be where again, Stephen?
At the Stubnitz Lab Theater at Siena Heights University.
Okay.
Enter off of Oakwood, and you know, you go into that parking lot off of Oakwood.
Right, so come on, people, spread the word.
Yes.
Spread the word.
Yes,
and,
please, bring your friends, family. No previous experience is required, so it would be great to get some new people this year.
Yeah.
It would be a lot of fun as well.
Well, I know we're going to have you back to talk more as the time gets closer about the performance itself. So basically, we want to make sure we get the people out there to audition for the Romeo and Juliet for this time around.
Yes, and if they have any questions, they can, right now, look at our Facebook page, AdrianShakespeareCompany.com, I think it is.
Well, the Facebook page is...
Yeah.
Adrian Shakespeare.
Okay.
And then we do have adrianshakespeare.com or .org, for our website.
Do .org or .com, whichever will work. It'll pop up.
If you type in Adrian Shakespeare, you're going to get something.
Yeah, that's right.
It's going to get to the right place.
Yeah. Hey, guys, thanks so much for being on the Community Conversation, and look forward to having you back, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Dale.
With Adrian Shakespeare Company, Stephen Kersey, and John McNaughton here on Community Conversation, I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.